This is Enterprise Vit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today on the program, we're speaking with David M. Wattemoel. He is a co-founder and CEO of AX3, a consumer longevity company. Wattemoel has more than 20 years of experience in product development, commercialization, and business management related to astaxanthin, a safe and powerful naturally occurring anti-inflammatory for human health. And Mr. Wattemoel, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for your time. So to kick things off, the supplement industry is massive and increasingly competitive, as you well know. What distinct gaps or needs did you identify in the market that led to the conceptualization and subsequent launch of AX3? Let's kick it off with that today.
Well, a lot of the supplements on the market do not have a whole lot of science behind them or great rigor in their manufacturing or may have unknown safety concerns. And so that's the key differentiator, is that the product that we've been working on is utilizing a naturally occurring super nutrient that's prevalent throughout the marine food chain. It's a key component of microalgae that's used as a defense mechanism against UV light. And so it protects against severe environmental stress. And it's found throughout the marine food chain up through crustaceans, salmon, whales, et cetera. And it's something that has been studied for decades. There are thousands of scientific peer-reviewed papers. There have been extensive toxicity studies done with the molecule. And we have come up with a manufacturing process with our manufacturing partners that allows for very precise, very consistent production of this natural product, with very high purity and very high bioavailability, which is another key aspect that some supplements may sound great, but if you don't absorb them into your body, then they can't give you any health benefits. And so you want to make sure it's very pure and make sure it's very well absorbed. So those are a couple of things that we focus on, and we layer that together with the extensive set of data showing how it works in the body, all the benefits it can provide. And to top it all off, the manufacturing process we use is something that is environmentally sustainable. Some things can take a lot of land and water and resources to either extract or produce, and we try to do something that is sustainable because we believe this is a really important molecule that could benefit so many people. And so if we're helping a lot of people, we want it to be something that also is sustainable for our planet.
Yeah, good stuff there, and really appreciate the efforts and a great lead off here today. Now, astaxanthin, as you've mentioned, has myriad health benefits, but for a newcomer or a skeptic, how would you differentiate AX3's astaxanthin supplement from the plethora of other health supplements available in the market? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
So there are a few different ways to compare. One is our product itself, AX3 astaxanthin, and how that compares against other astaxanthin supplements on the market. And most of the supplements on the market are extracted from microalgae that is farmed. And myself and my father, back 25 years ago, actually first started in the business working with growing the microalgae that produces astaxanthin and extracting astaxanthin and taking that to market back in 2000. And that's a product that is prevalent on the market. But as I alluded to earlier, it is something that does not have excellent purity and batch-to-batch consistency. It is susceptible to contamination, or because you grow the algae in open ponds, it can be exposed to contamination. And it's something that, because it uses a lot of land and water, it's not very environmentally sustainable compared to other forms of production. And so with our form of production, it's called natural product total synthesis. So it's a laboratory process where it's very precise, and we assemble the nature identical molecule step by step with very high precision and purity. So that's a key differentiator between AX3 astaxanthin and other forms of ordinary astaxanthin, as we would call it, on the market. The additional benefit is that we did a head-to-head human clinical study demonstrating how much of the astaxanthin you actually absorb into your bloodstream with our form of the product versus the natural microalgal form from microalgae. And in a head-to-head human study, we were able to achieve 3 times the levels of astaxanthin absorbed into your bloodstream. So from the same starting dose that you administer, we were able to get 3 times more into your body rather than passing through you. So that was a very, very significant difference. And so the other comparison is, what about us versus other supplements? And we would typically be compared with other antioxidant or anti-inflammatory types of health supplements. And one of the key differentiators there with astaxanthin is that it's a much more powerful antioxidant than common antioxidants, if you think about vitamin C or vitamin E or beta carotene. So it's a much more potent scavenger and quencher of free radicals in the cell. And in addition to that, it localizes in the cell, in the cellular membranes, and in particular in the mitochondria of the cell, which is where the energy is produced in your body and where you can have a lot of oxidative stress as a byproduct of that, which, if is not addressed, can trigger these inflammatory processes and lead to long-term health issues and even aging itself. And so where astaxanthin localizes in the cells, in the mitochondria, and the fact that it's such a potent scavenger of these free radicals that can lead to oxidative stress and inflammation is what really separates it from other antioxidants and other anti-inflammatories.
Great explanation. That certainly is most helpful, no doubt about that. Now, there's a growing emphasis on environmental sustainability and ethical sourcing in today's business landscape. Can you shed some light on how AX3 ensures both product purity and environmental responsibility in its supply chain? Touch on that just a little, if you would.
Yes. Yeah, so as I mentioned, we produce AX3 astaxanthin using what's called natural product total synthesis. And so we are using a laboratory process where we create and produce the nature identical astaxanthin molecule with very high precision and purity. This is how most pharmaceuticals are typically made. So it's a very rigorous type of manufacturing process, quite different than a more of a farming type of approach where you'd be growing microalgae or harvesting krill and trying to extract the astaxanthin from that natural substance, where after you extract the astaxanthin, you'll still have 90 to 95% other contents, say from the algae, and you'll have 5 or 10% astaxanthin. So you won't have very high purity when you try to extract it, in addition to the extract itself having potential contamination from, say, for example, we used to produce microalgae 20 plus years ago on the Big Island of Hawaii in these big open ponds. And this is in the open lava fields. And so you potentially have fog from the volcano, airplanes flying over. So it's very exposed farming type of production contrasted to a laboratory, very precise type of clean clinical manufacturing process. So that's a very, very distinct difference in how we produce it. And then from the environmental sustainability standpoint, growing microalgae in these big open ponds and open fields is something that takes a lot of land, a lot of water, a lot of electricity. And it's something that if you compare to natural product total synthesis, our method of production, you consume way less of those resources. So the environmental footprint or impact is significantly less. And we actually have some interesting an interesting figure showing this differentiation visually on all these environmental resources on our website. So if listeners want to check that out, we have a visual representation of that environmental impact comparison.
Of course, we'll be mentioning the website address here later in the program. Today, we're joined by David M. Wattemul, the co-founder and CEO of AX3, a consumer longevity company here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, every business, especially in the health sector, faces its share of challenges, be it regulatory hurdles, competition, or market education. Can you share a pivotal challenge AX3 faced and how it was overcome? I'm sure we could learn something from that.
Well, we certainly have had many hurdles over the years working with astaxanthin and trying to bring it to market. And one of the most important things we believe, though, is that astaxanthin is such an important molecule for human health that you need to make the transition from something that is known in the scientific space with decades of research and thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers to something that is known in the general population, because that's where you can really have the benefit is if everyone knows about this. And so one of the hurdles that we've had that I wouldn't say we have overcome, but that we are working to overcome as one of our key missions is to create awareness and education about astaxanthin. This should be something that is as well known as fish oils or omega-3s or multivitamins. This is something that should be foundational to everyone's health and longevity regimen. So if you think about taking a daily multivitamin or a daily fish oil or daily probiotic, this should go hand in hand with those types of supplements and vitamins. And so that's really the major hurdle that we faced is how do we create awareness? Because as you spoke about earlier, the supplement space is very crowded. It's very noisy. There's lots of claims being made. And so we need to be able to convey the benefits of the product in a way also that confines with FDA regulations. Because as a supplement or as anything regulated by the FDA, there are very strict regulations and guidances on how you can promote and discuss the product and its benefits. And so that's something that we take very seriously. And you may find other supplement companies that might be more fly by night and not looking to be a long-term, partner, with the community that will make claims that are outside the bounds, for example, of the FDA regulations, making claims about curing diseases or, preventing pain and things that can only be done for approved drugs. And so as a supplement, you can make structure function claims about supporting joint health or heart health, and you can have amazing data to back that up, but you can't say that you're treating heart disease or arthritis and those types of things. And so that's something where we have this challenge of discussing the product and all its benefits and all the amazing science out there, but also doing it in a way that complies with the FDA regulations, but still allows consumers to understand the benefits and hopefully incorporate it into their daily health regimen, because we do believe that this can have a really profound impact on everyone's health and longevity.
Another bit of some great information there, and a lot we can take away from what you overcame in that situation. Looking ahead as health and wellness trends evolve and new research emerges, where do you see AX3 in the next 5 to 10 years? And are there any innovations or expansions in the pipeline that you can hint at or maybe make us aware of?
Yeah, so to kind of build on what I was just mentioning, what I see is that astaxanthin, and in particular AX3, will become much more well-known as part of the general population with respect to a very foundational health and longevity supplement. And it seems that the overall community is much more interested in health and wellness and longevity in recent days, weeks, months, years. And so I think there's an amazing set of research going on in the longevity space in particular. And so there will be more and more products and services, whether it's diagnostic services or supplements or other types of approaches to longevity, that will be coming onto the market over the next several years. And we believe that AX3 astaxanthin should be a very important place in that longevity discussion. So that's one of the key things that we see over the next 5 to 10 years. And in addition, from a product standpoint, we will probably expand our product offering into other forms that, for example, right now we provide the product in capsule form. So it's very easy to take it but some people prefer to mix powder into drinks or to have a gummy or a chew. And so those types of other applications are things that we will also plan to roll out so that we can help as many people as possible.
Well, I think that's fantastic, and we appreciate all you do on behalf of AX3 and for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on AX3 or to tap into what you offer, where's the best place to do so?
They can check out our website, ax3.life, and also the same on Instagram, where we have great content. So yeah, feel free to follow us on Instagram at ax3.life or check out our website, ax3.life.
Of course, as always, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Wattemul, all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on APN.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. David M. Wattemul, the co-founder and CEO of AX3, a consumer longevity company. And again, for all the details, visit ax3.life. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.